everyone. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. We are so excited that you have joined us today. My name is Victoria, and this is my husband, Mark. We are evangelists and teachers of the Word of God, the Holy Bible.
Amen.
Today, we're going to be sharing some truths from God's Word with you. I want to encourage you to go grab a Bible and a notebook, take some notes, because then later on, you can look back, read over them, and really give the Lord an opportunity to help you get the Word of God into your heart.
Yeah.
That'll make revelation light come into your life, and you will never be the same. Mm-hmm. We want to invite you to visit our website at impacttoday.tv. There you'll be able to access all our episodes of Impact Today. I think we've made maybe at least 50 episodes. Mm-hmm. They're all there. You can find them all. You can binge watch Impact Today. That's a great idea.
Yes.
And then go ahead and shoot us an email, again, from our website. Let us know what God's doing in your life. If he's healed you, if he's answered a prayer request, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. Today, we are talking about a very awesome subject, and it's a truth from God's Word.
Yes.
That if you can grow in it and learn more about it and let the truth of it get into your heart, mm-hmm. it is going to take your faith up to a much higher level.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not just having an experience that you've had, you know, but not just a religious experience, but being aware of him.
Yes.
And tapping into his presence, that mm-hmm. you are aware that you are indwelt by the mighty Holy Spirit. You know, in the previous episodes, we've talked about redemption, knowing that a real transaction has taken place.
Yes.
Purchased by the blood of Jesus, he entered into the holiest place of heaven, into the very throne room of God, and obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. It's not a theory. It's not a philosophy. It's not just a teaching. Something has happened. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. It's something we possess right now.
Yes.
We've talked about the fact that because of our faith in Christ, God recreated us, and we are new creatures, mm-hmm. new creations in Christ Jesus, the very sons and daughters of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
The last couple of weeks, we've talked about the fact that God has made us his very own righteousness. Because of our union with Christ Jesus, that God became our righteousness. Jesus became our righteousness. And the staggering truth that we have become his righteousness because of our union with Christ Jesus. It's something we didn't earn. It's something we received by faith.
That's right.
Paid for by Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And all of that's wonderful. But it happened for this purpose right here.
Yes, like what we're about to share for you, it's the very climax of redemption.
And that is that God, through the Holy Spirit, would come and live inside of us.
Wow.
Amen. To live with us. That we have now become the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
We have become his temple. We have become his dwelling place. We are now his address.
That's right.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, the children of Israel would build a tabernacle, mm-hmm. a tent, mm-hmm. where God, the manifest presence of God, would come and fill that tent. And there was not many people who could go in there, right?
Right.
And be with him. Mm-hmm. But in the New Testament now, Jesus washes us clean. We become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, so that now God lives in a temple,
yes.
not made with human hands.
Yes.
He lives inside of us. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's the climax of redemption. You know, when Jesus ascended, or not ascended, when Jesus rose from the dead,
mm-hmm.
right? He met with his disciples and he breathed on them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
In that moment, they received eternal life
mm-hmm.
and a measure of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. And that kind of brings us to this point right here. See, when you are born again, a measure of the Holy Spirit, or you could say the Spirit of Christ, comes into you. When you said to Jesus, "Jesus, be Lord of my life," or maybe some of you are watching and you've never accepted Jesus.
You can do that today.
In just a few moments, yes. you're going to have that opportunity and you will receive the gift of eternal life. But when someone receives Jesus Christ into their heart, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of Christ comes in a measure.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But there is a second experience, a subsequent experience to salvation, and that is being baptized into the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Having the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
yes.
living inside of you. And so let's look at Acts chapter 8. We would encourage you, if you have a Bible, again, to get your Bible and look up these verses with us if you can. In Acts chapter 8, an evangelist by the name of Philip, he goes to a city in Samaria. And the Bible says he preaches Christ to them. And miracles start happening. The lame are healed. The crippled are healed. People who are demonized are set free from the demons. And they believe the gospel message he's sharing with them. And the Bible says in verse 12, "But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Now, here's a question for you. Were they saved? Well, we know they were saved
mm-hmm.
because Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. He who believes what? The gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved."
Right. And these people clearly believed the message because it tells us they believed and they were baptized.
And they were baptized.
So we know that they were born again.
They were
believers.
Saved.
Yes, saved.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice what happens in verse 14. "Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them.
Yes.
They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit." So listen, they had been saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you're a born again Christian, you know that when you were born again, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ came into your spirit.
Yes.
He's in you. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8, if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
That's right. And it's the Holy Spirit within you that bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God.
Amen.
That happens. He comes in to live inside of you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
So we know that happened in Samaria in verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
So why then in verse 14 do we see Peter and John coming to Samaria and praying for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit?
Right, because didn't they already have the Holy Spirit?
It's like this. It's like this. Here, I have a mug. And it has a little bit of coffee in it. It has a measure of coffee, but it's not full of coffee.
Right, it's not overflowing with
coffee. It's not overflowing with coffee.
It's also like, let's say, in your home,
mm-hmm.
you have music playing in a room.
Mm-hmm.
There's music in the house.
Yeah.
But the music is not filling the house until you crank it up the volume.
That's right.
And you can actually hear it from the street.
That's right.
Then the music is filling the house. Yes, when you're born again, mm-hmm. you have a measure of the Holy Spirit. But then you can be immersed into the Holy Ghost to the point that he fills you to overflowing.
Yes.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. You can have a really dark room. Dark. It's black in there. You light a little candle. There's light in there. But there's a difference between a little candle
and a
big floodlight.
Yeah.
You see. So now, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not a new spirit. It's not a different
right.
spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that gave you new birth. All right? But you're filled with Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Can you contrast, like you do sometimes, the two scriptures about how Jesus talks about eternal, mm-hmm. a well springing up mm-hmm. as compared to rivers?
Sure.
That's a great contrast.
Yeah. In John chapter 4, Jesus was talking to the woman of Samaria. I believe it, the same place. The woman of Samaria. He's at the well. And he asked her for water. And she said, well, what are you doing asking me of water? You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. You're a man. I'm a woman.
Right.
And he said, if you knew who I was, you'd ask from me and I'd give you living water. And she asked a couple more questions. And then he said this, he who believes in me, he said, the water that I will give you will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yeah.
You know, this water that you're drinking out of a well, you drink it, you're going to be thirsty again. But I have a water to give you that's eternal.
Mm.
He's actually talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in salvation.
Yes.
It'll be in you a well of water, a spring of water springing up into everlasting life. Now notice, that's water typified. It's a work of the Holy Spirit typified by water, a spring of water in you. Producing eternal life. It's in you. It blesses you and maybe a limited amount of people around you.
Right, just like a fountain mm-hmm. that you would put in a village.
Yeah.
A well that you would put in a village. It's for the people right there.
Yes. But then in John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus said, is there anyone among you who's thirsty? Let him come to me and drink. And as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And then it says, but this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those believing in him should receive. So there, he typifies the work of the Holy Spirit as rivers of living water
yes.
flowing out of you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a work of the Holy Spirit inside of you that produces a well or a spring in you, producing eternal life. But now here's a work of the Holy Spirit in John 7. The Holy Spirit so filling you, it flows out of you like rivers. Not only does it bless you, but it blesses multitudes. Amen.
And you always say a fountain will bless a couple families in mm-hmm. a village, but a river will bless a nation.
Amen.
I love that.
Hallelujah. Praise
That's what
God.
Happens when you get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And rivers flow out of you. God can actually use you to impact nations.
That's right. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 9.
Acts chapter 9 and verse 17.
Yeah, this is the story of Saul of Tarsus. He's on his way to persecute Christians, have more Christians arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And on his way, on the Damascus Road, Jesus appears to him.
Wow. Can you imagine?
In all of his glory. And he falls down at his feet. And he's blinded because mm-hmm. of the light emanating from Jesus Christ. His eyes lose their sight. And he accepts Christ. He submits to the lordship of Jesus Christ. When the experience is over, he opens his eyes and he still can't see. And the men with him, they lead him because he's blinded. And so Jesus appears to another man, a guy named Ananias, and sends him to Saul to minister to him. And what does it say in verse 17?
And Ananias went his way and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
So Ananias lays hands on Saul, who has now been saved.
Yeah. Notice he called him Brother Saul.
Brother Saul.
He wouldn't call him Brother Saul if he wasn't a believer.
Especially when he knew Saul was on his way to arrest Christians.
That's right.
Amen. But how do we know that he was saved, though? Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Well, did he believe that Jesus was risen from the dead? He does now, because Jesus is standing right in front of him.
That's right. And in chapter 9, verse 6, when Jesus appeared to him, this is what he said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
That was his salvation prayer.
That's right.
What do you want me to do?
Amen. Amen. So we know he was saved, but now Ananias comes and lays hands on him.
Yes.
Why? That he might receive his sight. And he did.
And be filled.
And be filled with the Holy Spirit, you see. So there's a second experience after salvation. It is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Now, look at Acts chapter 19. Acts 19. Starting with verse 1, listen to this. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, this is the same Paul, he was Saul, now he's known as Paul. Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Now notice, why would he ask that question if it's not, if it's automatic?
Right.
You see? He said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Inferring it's possible to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and not have the fullness of the Holy Spirit within you.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John, indeed, baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him whom would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now, listen, look at this carefully. See, Paul, because they were students, it says they were disciples. Well, the word disciple simply means student.
Okay.
All right. When the Bible says someone's a disciple, it doesn't necessarily mean they're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. It just means they're a student.
They're students. So they were disciples of John the Baptist. See, some people thought they were Christians. Paul thought they were a Christian at first. But when he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He discovers they haven't even heard of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
So he's like, well, then how were you baptized? Because Paul knew when someone was baptized in Christian baptism, they would have heard of the Holy Spirit.
Because they baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And he said, so into what name were you baptized? And they said, John's baptism.
Right.
So he's like, ah. He said, you're disciples of John. Well, John came to point us to the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. They believed, and notice, he baptized them again in Christian baptism by the authority of Jesus' name. And what happened? So they believed, they were baptized, just like in Acts chapter 8. They believed the gospel, they were baptized. But after he baptizes them, what does he do?
In verse 6, and when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Hallelujah. So notice again, a subsequent experience after salvation.
That's right.
Amen. Victoria likes to say this a lot. Jesus mm-hmm. is God's gift to the world. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church yes. or to his children.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he went to the cross. He died a sinner's death, even though he had never sinned. He died the sinner's death on your behalf, on my behalf, so that you and I could become righteous. But as we've discovered the last few weeks, we have become righteous through faith in Christ. Why? Right now, we're hearing it. So that God could send his Holy Spirit to live inside of us. The blood of Jesus so thoroughly cleanses us so that we could become the righteousness of God, so that you and I could become the very temple of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have two invitations for you today. Number one, have you received God's gift to the world, Jesus Christ? If you haven't, right now you can receive the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. How do you receive that? The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. That's the first gift. The second gift is the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who've accepted Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is God's gift to the world. And the Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church.
Amen.
So this is what we're going to do. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now is the time.
Yes.
Victoria is going to lead you in a prayer to receive Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you want to pray to receive Jesus right now, just shut your eyes, lift your hands up, and pray this after me with your whole heart to
Amen.
The Lord. Dear God in heaven.
Dear God in heaven.
I know that I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
And I need a Savior.
And I need a Savior.
I need my sins to be washed away.
I need my sins to be washed away.
And I believe that Jesus Christ.
I believe that Jesus Christ.
Is your perfect son.
Is your perfect son.
And he came to this earth.
And he came to this earth.
To live a perfect life.
To live a perfect life.
And die a sinner's death.
And die a sinner's death.
In my place.
In my place.
To take my punishment.
To take my punishment.
For my sin.
For my sin.
I believe that he died.
I believe he died.
And that you raised him from the dead.
And that you raised him from the dead.
Because of my justification.
For my justification.
I repent of my sin.
I repent of my sin.
I turn away from my sin.
I turn away from my sin.
And I turn to you, God.
And I turn to you, God.
I take Jesus as my Lord right now.
I take Jesus as my Lord right now.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
Make me new.
Make me new.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I am now your child.
I am now your child.
And one day.
And one day.
I'll come to live in heaven with you.
I'll come to live in heaven with you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer with all of your heart, I announce to you, your sins are forgiven. You can call the number on your screen.
Yes, let us
and
know.
Tell them what happened. Now, she kind of prayed that a little bit in that prayer.
Yes,
but
I did.
Just in case, now if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall not your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen.
Amen.
If God is now your Father, you can ask him, now, Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
You can do that right now. Say this after me. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. I thank you.
I thank you.
That I am now saved.
That I am now saved.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I receive. As a gift.
As a gift.
But now.
Now,
as Brother Mark taught,
as Victoria taught,
I want this gift of the Holy Spirit.
I want this gift of the Holy
Spirit. In his fullness.
In his fullness.
I know he's in me now.
I know he's in me
in
now.
A measure,
in a measure.
But I want the fullness,
want
of, the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
I ask you now,
fill me with
the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And may I speak
in other tongues.
Just like they did
in
Acts 19. It is said.
It
They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Dear Holy Spirit, help me speak to the Father God in those tongues. In Jesus' name. Thank you for filling me now. I will be aware of you. I'm going to walk with you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, by faith, I declare I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just right where you're at. Out of your innermost being, rivers of living water can flow out of you. And you can speak in other tongues. Like this. Mondo pais shetele brosom brevin degolo sombra fisitalobo. Emeni vengekai andoko. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And you won't know, understand with your mind what you're saying, but God the Father knows. And as we'll talk next time,
yes.
When you pray in tongues, you're speaking to Father in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. You're praying in the mysteries. You're praying in the mysteries of heaven. And the plans and purposes of God can come to pass in your life.
Amen.
Because you pray about them. Amen. It's actually something we could teach on for weeks and weeks. But we'll continue next week. We hope this is a blessing to you. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.